From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP Oil is preparing equipment for a new cap on its leaking Gulf oil well. The company says it hopes to install new valves as early as today. As it gets ready, the old cap is off and oil is gushing unimpeded into the water. The Presidential Commission on the Oil Spill meets for the first time today in New Orleans. Swede White of member station WRKF reports one of the commission's leaders is already faulting federal agencies charged with maintaining safe procedures.
Retired Florida Senator Bob Graham co-chairs the panel and says it is charged with answering two questions, what went wrong and how not to repeat it. He explains enforcement of regulations will be examined.
There has been a very poor record of carrying out the directions of the Congress and the executive branch goes back many years.
Panel members will hear from industry officials, among others. For NPR News, I'm Swede White in Baton Rouge.
Officials in Uganda now say at least 74 people are dead after two bombings where sports fans were watching the World Cup soccer tournament. Fred Apolat is a Ugandan government spokesman.
Government of Uganda does convey its condolences to the bereaved families and requests the public to remain calm.
As Ugandans handle their shock over the bombings, a triumphant Spanish soccer team arrives in Madrid from South Africa to a tumultuous welcome. The 1-0 victory over the Netherlands gives Spain its first ever Soccer World Cup. New firearms regulations take effect today in Chicago. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe reports on the ordinance drafted after a U.S. Supreme Court decision prompted the city to toss out its old handgun ban.
For the first time in nearly three decades, Chicagoans can now legally keep handguns in their homes for self-defense. That's after justices ruled the Second Amendment applies to state and local governments. But would-be gun owners will have to undergo hours of classroom training and will not be allowed to carry handguns outside their homes, even on their own property. Otis McDonald was one of the plaintiffs in the Supreme Court case challenging the ban. He says he's disturbed by the new law handed down by Mayor Richard Daley.
It's more of a victimization of the law-abiding citizens. I'm wondering whether they have any having any consideration for the law-abiding citizens. I've got to wonder what side are they on.
A group of gun owners has filed a lawsuit challenging the new ordinance. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 21 points, with investors waiting on major earnings reports from big U.S. companies. The Nasdaq Composite down 3 points at 21.93. This is NPR News. South African authorities say large police contingents have been moved into several townships in the Western Cape. As Vicky O'Hara reports, officials fear violence following the World Cup soccer tournament.
South Africa is an economic beacon to the rest of the poverty-stricken continent. Millions have crossed the border illegally in search of jobs here. That's made them a target of attacks in the past by locals who compete with migrants for jobs. More than 60 people were killed in a wave of anti-foreigner violence 2 years ago. Numerous Zimbabwean and other foreign nationals have reported being threatened with death after the 2010 soccer tournament. Even before the World Cup ended yesterday, foreign nationals were on the road trying to get out of the Western Cape. Police say two shacks have been burned thus far, and there have been scattered incidents of looting. The South African Council of Churches says it's established a xenophobic hotline because of all the threats. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Fugitive filmmaker Roman Polanski is escaping a U.S. jail term again. Switzerland refuses to extradite him. Polanski pleaded guilty in 1979 to having sex with an underage girl, but he fled California to avoid serving time. He was arrested last year in Switzerland, but a Swiss court says it will not force him back to the U.S. Instead, it says it's finding the way of common sense. Congress still hasn't approved extending unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. Democrats see it as a social and moral imperative, and as they come back, they also see it as a jobs creator, since unemployment benefits are quickly spent in the retail economy. Republicans returning from break say they want benefits extended, but only if spending is cut elsewhere. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.